Oh, and by the way, Happy New Year. Oh, so like as at right now, as of the time of recording this podcast, is last thing in 2021, but I'm going to see it in the new year. Well, I've left you people behind. So Happy New Year
in advance
and right now.
Very Happy New Year.
It's a very Happy New Year.
Nollywood. Welcome to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. This podcast is the podcast where we delve into the lives and struggles of filmmakers and content creators in Nigeria, particularly the ones we never blew. And today I have a very special guest with me in the building. This one has blown small. I don't know why he's on this podcast, Seth. The Fizz, my G. What's good? You need to collect correct handshake because you are a big man. At least you are the biggest in this podcast so far until I bring in Desmond Elliott. I'll be now. How you doing? What's up with you? So, if you don't mind, you know, tell us a little bit. Tell everybody about yourself, what you do.
All right, guys. Hello, guys. My name is Divine Obaseki Alile, popularly known as The Fizz. I'm a content creator, an actor, music and brand promoter, in case you don't know. I'm a student, my final year, and yes, I'm from Edo State.
Witchcraft. If you vex this one, you're on your own. You do your strong thing.
Don't try him.
So yeah, today we are going to be talking about a very special topic. It is called, and this is weird because we don't usually know what we want to talk about until after we finished recording, and then we now know the name of the podcast episode. So, but we're going to be talking about creating content for social media. The Fizz is my guy, but today we're just going to be behaving like we're strangers. Do you know me?
I don't know.
I've not known you. I don't know you. I've not seen you before in my life. So yeah, so The Fizz, I mean, basically we all started creating content together. How was it like for you?
Oh well, man, it's been a journey. Yeah, creating content is not.
Yeah, you're gonna need to speak into the mic. Speak up a little bit. You know,
creating content is not in any way easy. Yeah, you know, it takes time for you to like process the whole thing. There's one thing. There are three stages. There's the initial stage, the middle stage, and then the conclusion. You have to think. You have to edit your content in your brain, and then the final stage is like, okay. Does this work this way? Is this good? Will people laugh at this point? What would happen at this point? And then lastly, production stage, and then put it out, promotion stage. It's not easy. God.
It is not.
It's not easy.
Creating content is not a fun lifestyle. I mean, people see us outside and be like, oh my God, I love your work. I love this. I love that. And then they have no idea how difficult it is to put those stuff out there, to put it together, the ideas and everything.
I remember someone saying, no, we are this 2 minute schedule that they do. I'm like, yo, it takes like 3 hours to create that 1 minute thing you see sometimes. So put some respect in my name. Put some respect in my name.
Yo, it's not easy. Hours. I remember we did a skit together one time like that, and we had to drive hours from the mainland to the island,
and then back to the mainland.
Some issues on the road.
Accident.
Yeah, we had an accident on the road just commuting from the mainland to the island, and the whole skit at the end of the day, after like almost 6 hours of work, was 2 minutes.
Two minutes skit.
It's hard. Creating content is so hard, but it's still fun at the same time.
It's fun. You know, it's fun. Why? Because after the whole stress you go through, when the editing is done and it gets balanced, you're like, okay, yeah, I did this. You know, anything you put out on the net, it never dies.
No, it doesn't.
It will always come back one way or the other. There's so many people that save your work, you won't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are so many stuff that you would have done that you can't even remember doing.
Yeah.
And then someone will just bring it up from there and you'd be like, right. I did that? Did I do that? Wow. It's crazy. Digital footprint, it's important. So, struggles. I don't know why I'm asking this question, because I feel like I should already know the answer, because I mean, we kind of like grew up together content creation wise, but like, how did you manage, what should I say, working without certain equipment?
There's one thing called a if I'm right with the word, improvising. Is it improvisation?
This is a podcast where we talk about our struggles. It's not English class.
Yeah, basically, I believe when you don't have something at the moment, you use what you have to get what you want. I don't talk about shower. You use what you have to get what you want. Times where there were no mics, we had to use another phone to mic, or in fact, just doing it.
Just doing like that without mic.
But we make sure we were so audible, like shout and all. We basically see starting up content creation. I believe a lot of us did not start with cameras. Yeah,
no,
we used our phones, iPhone 6, iPhone 5C,
5S.
Knows what we're using.
God, that's not good.
We also don't have laptops sometimes as early as that. We get to use all these editing apps on phones.
I use Viva Video. The it came out for like a whole year, and then after InShot came out. But I think after I learned to edit on Premiere Pro, I just never looked back. But I hear that InShot is becoming like better.
Yes, getting more advanced.
You still InShot to edit?
I still use InShot.
How? It's fun now. It's not fun.
Well, it's been a while. I dropped this kit online.
Yeah. TikTok. This guy is very, very famous on TikTok. They have not given blue tick yet. I don't know why they are wasting time. But he will still get his last in the eventuality. But yeah, making content that time when we didn't have much. We're using phone to shoot. Remember, we did a film last year, 2 years ago together. We used iPhone 7 to shoot the film. You guys should not watch that film, please. That's the worst stuff ever.
I was in the film. Watch my phone.
Yeah, he was in the film. You know the film is called Alpha Baby. I think I'm going to leave a link in the description for you guys to check it out. It was a short film. We used our phone, iPhone 7 at the time, and then we used other people's phone for mic. There was small light like that, and then there was this struggle. I don't know, you were not around on the second day when we shot, when we were shooting on the streets, on the road.
Agbero.
I think Agbero's came there disturbing us. They didn't really disturb us much, but the stairs, and they were like, when are you guys going to do this? When are you going to live here? And it's like, these are things we go through every day because we want to shoot something.
And one thing about when you're creating pressure, I hate it personally. I don't like pressure.
Pressure, because it's like, I mean, you go into your sets with a plan. This is what I want to shoot. This is how we're going to do it. But something always happened. That time we shot, the first day we shot Alpha Baby, rain almost dealt with us.
Honestly.
You know, it's tough. It's crazy. But we pull through. So, you are a big man on TikTok.
In case you don't know what the bad name is.
What is it like, and how did you get to where you are now?
Okay, so firstly, give all thanks God.
No, ma.
And secondly, I would say this brain is working. So I get to like sit down sometimes and just think deep. Sometimes it might take 2 days, but I think I put out a content. The first content I put out that went viral was one where, you know, I had to help. One of my legs was amputated. So I had to, like, you know, imagine somebody without one leg, with one leg. Yes, only one leg. Using stick to walk, and then still trading, and passes somebody who's a beggar, who's complete, but begging for money. The crippled one gets to give money at all. So that video, remember, I had about 1.1 million views on TikTok.
That's huge.
That day I had 13k followers added to the one I had. Started dropping a few.
And now you have like 100,000 followers on TikTok. That is really, really cool. So what is your niche on TikTok?
Okay, so I run basically transitions, transitions. Well, if you can't be slow mo.
It's the slow mo.
Still dance once in a while. Yeah.
You don't do comedy anymore?
I'll still put it once in a while. But for now, actually,
That is wholesome. That is fantastic. So what about, you don't have any like bigger plans for like stuff later on, or is it just TikTok and social media and stuff?
definitely business. As I'm seated here, money is like hovering around my head. So I got business plans to fetch money aside TikTok, aside Instagram. You know, TikTok, Instagram, they are my, should I say, social life? That's another phase of my own life where I put out my things to get encouraged by people who get comments, their likes, and their shares. Business-wise, I approach
people. What?
There are a lot of things I want to do, actually, but you guys get to see it, so.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I mean, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the stuff that you're putting out there, because it's not easy, you know. There's so many things going on in this world and in this industry. Everybody is just struggling to come up with their own stuff. But it is cool. It is cool. So, I mean, we're supposed to be talking about creating content for social media, and then here we are talking about our life, which is the essence of the podcast anyway. It is talking about the life and struggles of filmmakers and content creators, because we are struggling, but we look like we're enjoying life. But how is it, how do you manage social media and content you put out there? Because it can be frustrating, especially when you put out something and you've given it your all, but
you're not getting
the engagements and, you know.
So let me take that question again.
How do you manage it? How do you manage the pressure and the disappointment? Because there's always disappointment.
For pressure, there are a lot of people that come to your page, yeah, just because their father paid them money to come and drop these comments to the hating of you. Basically, those kind of people, you know why you're there. You know who you put your content out for. Whether or not it's their opinion, yeah. It's not a must it gets to you. Whatever they say, yes. If it's something you can learn from it. You don't even have to reply most of them. You understand? Just see your wrong, see the good side of it, positive and negative, move on. Then for the disappointment, that thing is painful. Imagine spending 3 hours, the time you used to process the content and everything, and then drop your people on the page.
It's sad.
But then you see somebody just do shh.
2 million views.
That thing can be annoying.
It's annoying. It's, and it can be demoralizing
basically,
at times.
It's just your mindset. What, where you see yourself going, just keep believing, keep pushing. You will get there.
Last in the eventuary.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was awesome. And this is surprisingly a very, very brief episode. Oh, and by the way, Happy New Year. Oh, so like as of the time we're recording this podcast is last in 2021, but I'm going to see it in the new year. Well, I've left you people behind, so Happy New Year
in advance
and right now.
Merry Happy New Year.
It's a very Happy New Year. Idiots, what is wrong with
very
you?
Happy New Year.
Go home. Get out of my.
Okay. It is actually hot.
All right, so I mean that is all we have to talk about for today. Thank you so much, Defiz, for coming to this podcast. Thanks. If you want to find this boy on any social media, his name is Defiz.
Defiz.
Spell it for them. Some people are not.
Defhize, and it is pronounced Defiz or Defiz, not Defiz.
Defiz. I mean, well, some people can be French, they're from France, you know.
If you're Ghanaian, Defiz. If you're Nigerian. Or any other place,
just so that they not come and be dragging us, please. No disrespect to Ghanaians, all right? So understand that sometimes you may not be able to pronounce certain words very well, but it is cool. It's cool.
Garures is the way they pronounce it.
Hey, but it's not correct.
Why is it not correct? It's your language. It's your language.
It's not correct. Anyway, that is it. So you can follow him. Defiz is Defiz on everywhere, right? Do you have
all platform except Snapchat? But I don't use Snapchat. I am Defiz on Snapchat. Peace out.
You say peace out. Anyway, that is it. You guys know where to find me, Kevin T. Solomon, across all social media platforms, KevinTSolomon. And this was amazing. And I'm gonna see you guys in the next podcast. Surprisingly, I don't know how to end my podcast yet. It's always very awkward. And
Merry Happy New Year.
And